The Corporation for Public Broadcasting was created by Congress more than 30 years ago. The idea was to encourage alternative programs to those offered by the commercial media. Congress sends money to CPB, which in turn doles out money to public radio and TV stations. The stations in turn carry programming from NPR and PBS. The setup provides a degree of separation between politicians and broadcasters. Earlier this month, the CPB took steps that led to questions about whether government officials intend to exert tighter control over the news on the public airwaves. NPR's David Fulkenflik has the story.
Here's a documentary broadcast by PBS stations last fall about oil exploration in Alaska.
Oil companies claim that modern technology has reduced the environmental footprint of their operations.
At the best, they're misleading the public.
That documentary angered Senator Ted Stevens, a Republican from Alaska who favors more drilling there. The show's producers say it was fair and accurate. Kenneth Tomlinson has been the chairman of the CPB board for 2 years. He's a Republican appointee. Tomlinson says he hears a lot from lawmakers like Stevens about news programs on both PBS and NPR.
I don't believe I've been to a single congressional hearing where the issue of balance and fairness has not come up.
Many conservatives complain that NPR and PBS have a liberal bias. Tomlinson says the public and federal lawmakers who fund CPB need to have confidence in public broadcasters, especially in their news shows. So Tomlinson created two new ombudsman posts at CPB. They've been given independence to review the journalism that airs on PBS and NPR member stations, along with programs from other public broadcasters, such as Pacifica Radio and Minnesota Public Radio. Tomlinson says he appointed two ombudsmen because he wants a diversity of views along the ideological spectrum.
It does give the public and official Washington professionals they can turn to and say, was this fair? Was this balanced?
But news organizations typically have only one ombudsman. Most journalists reject the idea that coverage should be judged through a political prism. Tomlinson turned to two old friends to fill the jobs. Ken Bodie was an NBC News correspondent who became a host for the PBS show Washington Week in Review until he was forced out by its producer. The other is William Schulz, who is executive editor at Reader's Digest, where Tomlinson himself was editor-in-chief. Both ombudsmen rejected repeated requests by NPR to be interviewed about their new jobs. PBS and NPR officials were also surprised several weeks ago by the ouster of Kathleen Cox, CPB's president and CEO. She was generally perceived as a nonpartisan figure. The acting CEO is now Ken Faree, a former senior official at the Federal Communications Commission during President Bush's first term. Executives at NPR and PBS say they take seriously their obligation to present the news fairly and without partisan bent. NPR, for example, has had its own ombudsman for 5 years, the only one at any major American broadcaster. It has a published ethics code and conducts regular content reviews for fairness. Ken Stern is executive vice president of NPR.
The first charge of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is to be a firewall between politics and broadcasting, not to be an instrument of politics and broadcasting.
Stern says CPB has tended to do a good job of serving as that firewall.
I think the concern that people have expressed to us is that they are moving off from that historical role, and I think we'll just have to see.
Public broadcasting officials say CPB's protection has helped to ensure their journalism is highly credible. And they point to evidence of strong support from Americans. NPR officials note its weekly audience has doubled in the past decade. Wayne Godwin is the executive vice president for PBS. He says polls show deep public trust in both PBS and NPR.
We are, to some degree, constantly confounded and confused as to those that would seek to move immediately to the perception of bias in the face of such overwhelming public approval for what we do.
A Republican polling firm conducted surveys for CPB in 2002 and 2003. People polled said PBS and NPR provide less bias and greater depth in their news stories than the nation's television networks and cable channels do. But Tomlinson says the question of trust remains key.
The perception of balance in public broadcasting is very, very important in terms of public support, both from the Congress and from congressional constituents.
NPR receives less than 1% of its funds for programs and federal dollars directly from CPB. PBS gets 11%. At Tomlinson's direction, PBS and WNET in New York created a weekly show featuring the conservative editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. It was meant as a counterweight to the weekly program Now, created by liberal commentator Bill Moyers. But PBS doesn't plan to distribute The Wall Street Journal show as part of its regular lineup. Tomlinson seems surprised by that.
If it's not, it should be. Now is provocative. Wall Street Journal program is provocative. Paired together, They create a perfect balance situation.
The new CPB ombudsman released their first reports on Tuesday. Both praised NPR stories on the security situation in the Iraqi city of Mosul. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.